This seance was recorded on the 22nd of September 1972 at 3 p.m. in the presence of Mrs. Dutton, Mrs. Fellow, Mrs. Dennett, Mr. and Mrs. Parrish, Barry Lawrence, and Doug Lawrence of Reading.
And people, when they see some of these things like on telly and the rest of it,
I told you so.
Yeah.
You see?
You should not argue before sitting.
We're not arguing, we're discussing.
Well, if that's discussing, you give me a moment. What was you doing then?
We were just ventilating some of the pros and cons.
What's the matter with you? Fidgety?
I think Mrs. Barrow is very fidgety. Right? She's very uncomfortable for him, I'm afraid.
Why?
Oh, she's got this,
got a bruise or two.
Bruise or two in the back.
Well, ain't you comfortable, Mrs. Barrow?
I'm all right, Nicky, thank you, dear. Very well.
Poor old sausage.
Yes.
Isn't he lovely?
Douglas, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
We've got all the elite from Reading here today. Long time since Joan.
Why do you encourage Leslie to argue?
Well,
it wasn't any encouraging. I try to suppress him, but...
I think it's all very stupid.
We'll behave ourselves in future.
It takes all kinds to make a world, doesn't it? Whether it's our world, or whether it's your world. And it takes all kinds of people to make an organisation. Good and bad, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to learn to, I was going to say live together, but, it's not for me to say what you should do. But I think Leslie means well.
Well, I think I mean well, yes, I certainly do mean well.
He's a bit of a clock, though, isn't he?
Oh, cheer, cheer.
A clock. He's been listening to that, hasn't he?
I said he was.
Yeah.
How are you, Keith?
I'm well, Missy. Thank you.
Can't see you for donkey's years. How are you doing, Uncle?
All right, Missy.
And your missus?
Yes, thank you.
How are you, love?
Very well, thank you.
I remember you, I do. How are you getting on in that old job of yours? Are you the boss now?
I'm not the boss now, I'm a lady boss.
Oh, I thought you were sort of had to organise and run everything.
Oh yes, I know that, but I'm not the governor.
Well, that's what you say, I'd have thought you was really.
I think she sometimes thinks so as well, but I'm not really.
Her old man's here.
Pardon?
That's what made me talk about it, because her husband.
Huh?
What?
Jolly good.
You know, he often comes around and keeps an eye on her. And she needs it.
Is she?
You get on all right, don't you?
Do I? Yes, I do. Yes.
With her, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose she has her bad days.
Don't we all?
Pity you haven't done nothing about your development, Keith.
Pardon?
Pity you ain't done nothing about your development.
Why, in what manner do you mean?
Well, I don't know, I think you should have developed much more, you know, really been more involved.
Oh, really? You mean psychically?
Well, what do you think I'm talking about?
I might just want to tie it down a little bit, yeah.
Funny bloke you are.
I can tell that before.
I ain't seen that little stealth party, have I?
Yes. If you're referring to our most revered and well colleague, Mrs. Denner here.
I've never been called that before. Thanks.
How are you, Bill?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Are you happy?
Oh, blimey, I've been a... Look, if you can't be happy, happy over here, why can't you be happy, mate? Of course I'm happy. Some people, I will admit there are some people who come over and ain't so happy over because they're not, well, it's due to their outlook and conscience. But most people I've ever met are real happy in their own little way. Sometimes they live in a false paradise until they get out on it. It's all a state of mind, you know.
Yes.
You're a medium, ain't you?
Yes, I'm a medium, yeah.
Yeah, I get a lot of power around you, girl. A lot of physical power. I think you should be doing some little physical mediumship.
Well, we are having a go, you know.
Well, I don't know. I get this with you so powerful, that girl. And I've got a very strong feeling that something should be developing from that.
Hmm, that's lovely. Where's
the oxygen? Oh, Sparrow, she's okay, Sensi.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have to laugh at you sometimes, but okay. You're very nice.
Thank you,
Mickey.
Why are you laughing?
Your daughter, she's okay, Sensi, on her hands. Ever so close to you, you know.
I think she is, Mickey. I can feel it.
Much closer than you ever probably realise, you know.
Well, you know, Mickey, this is funny you should say this, dear, because I really feel she's so very, very close to me. Very close. Mm-hmm. In lots of ways.
How's your Mrs. Duff?
Not so bad. Not so bad. Very tired, really.
No, she might
have
got every reason to feel tired with you around.
Oh,
yeah.
We don't see
much
about
it,
really.
No, that's what I mean. You're okay, sure, Devlin. Do you really want us to come down to Reading?
Yes, please.
Dabby?
Well, I think you see that I look upon it as a duty. I look upon it as a duty of Lesbos, and I look upon it as a duty of mine, because we've got the facilities for you to come. And therefore, the two things go together, and one would feel that they're lacking, if, you know, we don't do something. That's how I've always felt. And when you see some of the letters, if you get back, letters of thanks, and very sincere letters that have come from all over the country from the last meeting. It makes one feel that you know, that this is the answer, that this is what one should be doing.
He's gone. Find someone else tonight.
It's wonderful just to hear him, isn't
it? It's a case. You're ready, yeah. Come along.
Power 216 should be in channel 4. Over.
Come along. Mickey, who is there?
Hello. Hello, friend.
Someone said hello, Dad.
Come along.
Come along.
All right.
Yes,
oh.
They appear. Yes.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, it's all so strange. Oh, I don't understand it yet. But I'm here, Dad. I'm here.
Oh.
No. I'm with you. I've never left you. Oh. I come and see you nearly every day. How do I do? Oh, I wish I could come and kiss you, dear.
Oh, hi. That's
don't upset yourself. Don't upset
Dad,
yourself.
Dad.
Dad, yeah.
Oh, my love.
But don't upset yourself, then.
Joe.
Don't, Dad, come on. Take it steady. Come on. Good job.
You're very emotional, Joe. It's totally emotional, isn't it? I think it was amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Dad. How are
Hello.
You?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Are you with Mum?
Yes. Yes, we know you do.
Jack, yeah. You see Jack, do you?
Keep talking. Keep trying to keep the conversation up, Keith.
Yes.
Joan, any questions, you know, it does help.
Mm. Do you see Jack, do you? Do you? Who else do you see? Anybody else there you've got friends with, particularly? Minnie.
Bennett, yeah. Do you?
Oh.
From work, wasn't it? Yes. 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 Good.
Is Mum happy? She's happy as well.
There's a lady here trying to push in. I don't think she's to do with you.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Something to do with that little stout party.
Hello, dear. Who are you? Come along. Come along, dear.
Hello, Edie.
Hello?
Oh,
dear, I'm
Hello.
So sorry.
You can't
close. Who is it? Who are you, dear?
Come along, friend.
Come along. Come along.
Edie White.
Reserved, you know, a bit posh, well not posh, but she says she's Edith White and don't cry, and there's a, oh blimey,
There's three people here now, and they're all connected with the white family. You're a Miss White Boy who got strung up, wasn't you? Oh, it's in no time. Must be connected here then.
Great time, darling.
Yes, don't start making your brains because you've been here
for
years now.
Have you?
Yes,
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you? Bob? Oh, Pop? Yes. Good. Yes? What, my dad? Dad?
There's something about Dad.
Yes.
Pushing, are they? Yeah. There's a whole crowd of people. It's a bit bewildering for me. But you've got to remember, in most cases, I ain't met none of these people before either.
No.
I have to find out who's who, what's what, and all the rest of them.
Were
you Joe White before you got smashed to him then?
Yes.
Only there's a group of these people now, obviously on the white side, came with your people.
Mm.
And they're all crying.
Pushing about.
And who's this Bert they're on about? The
Bert, yes, I know Bert.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the
family?
Well,
he was connected with the family, almost like part of the family, but he wasn't.
Yes, yes.
He was sort of adopted almost. He was sort of very much in with the family.
Well, I won't say
any more. Yeah, there was a double marriage too in your family, wasn't there? Yeah, way back.
Oh, but I know about
them. Yes, you do. You had an aunt who got spliced twice. Her old man kicked the bucket and she married a second time.
Did I? Well, I haven't thought about that, Mickey. I don't know.
Can't you check up then?
I will do, yes, I will do.
Somebody connected with you at a shop and all.
I will check up. I didn't know that.
Somebody's talking about the shop.
Yes, well, yeah. This is connected with Bert.
Yeah, well, because Bert's telling me about the shop and the old days when you were a nipper.
Oh, yes. How is
he? He's fine. He wishes to remember to you.
Oh, give him my love.
But he was very fond of you when you was a little girl.
Yes,
before you grew up and met him.
Oh,
I was very fond of him, too.
What?
I was very fond
of
him,
Bert was very fond of you, mate.
Give him my love.
And I think he was older than you, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
Because he sort of looked upon you almost as if you was his daughter.
That's it. Yeah.
He sort of adopted you. He loved you very much.
Yes.
And he's ever so pleased because you got strung up.
Did
you know, because you're married to him.
Oh, well, he did.
Because he has great regard for him now.
He did know Keith, actually.
Yeah, well, old Keith don't seem to remember him.
I'll tell him when we get outside.
You see, the trouble with Keith is, with all due respect, he's so tied up with building trade that he can't remember.
Yeah,
well, I do know. I've had a prompt now, yes, I do know. Yes.
Well, might as well wake up then.
Yeah,
right. No, I'm only kidding, Keith. Oh, you're all right, but you have to laugh. I had to laugh at you sometimes. Because, you know, you sort of, I don't know, you can't help it.
A bit stupid, am I? Yeah.
I didn't say that, you are.
Oh, I know.
I think you're highly intelligent. Otherwise, you wouldn't be linked up with old, what's it?
Who's what's it?
Old Doug Lawrence.
Oh,
that's what you were going to say. You think I need some of his
intelligence, right? Oh, that's
lovely surprise. Thank you very much, Bill. Oh, it's all right.
And
me. That's all right. Put your glasses up,
Bill.
I don't know where they are.
You know, connected, I can't get away from you two, I'm sorry, I have to hold on. But someone here is telling me there is a gentleman here that wishes to be remembered to you. Presumably, I gather, he's not related. But evidently, he hasn't been here all that long, and he died under rather peculiar circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
His death wasn't natural.
Mm-hmm. I could play somebody like that, yes.
I think that he committed suicide, and I think that you know Donnie.
Well, I know, yes, I know something like that.
Mm. Is he young, Gish?
Oh, he's only young, yes, he's not old.
Oh, well, I know, yes, he said he's young.
Yeah.
And you both knew of him rather than knew him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I knew of, yeah.
Wait a moment. Yes, this young fella that you called this young chap, did he hang himself?
No.
Did he commit suicide?
Oh, no, this one didn't.
Look, there's a young man here they're bringing forward. There seems to be some link up with your group. And this young boy was found hanging in the garage.
No, I can't place him.
You can't place him?
No.
What?
I'm sorry.
They don't know that boy. Why did they bring him here?
He's telling someone else.
Yes, it's funny, didn't it?
He's hardly commercial today, isn't he?
That's quite true.
I'm not commercial.
That's quite true. You're very
fair.
I don't want, it's not, you know, sometimes it's an extraordinary thing, but sometimes in a circle, amazing how a lot of people get through about one or two, and I get caught up in that, and it's difficult to break it. And I don't want that one to be disappointed. At the same time, obviously, I can't guarantee it, like, you know. But also lots of power moving around. You're going down to that materialisation tour, aren't you?
No, unfortunately not.
Why not?
I've got a lot of business to be doing. I'm going down for committee meetings.
Committee?
Mm.
Oh, I thought they were having a spooky do down there tonight.
Didn't even know they were having one.
That's where the spooky dude's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheer up, lady.
What do you mean, Nicky?
Well, I don't know whether you're going to make it or tell what I'm told to tell you. But somebody here says that the circumstances in which you find yourself, that there is a condition around you of which is not what, well, it's, all I know is that they say that this situation is going to change. I don't even know if you understand the message.
Yes, I do, yes.
Have you got a rather difficult situation at the moment? I know particularly the, well, perhaps you wouldn't call it a peculiar position.
Well, I'm doing some business, yes.
Well, I don't know what the hell they're on about, mate, but all I know is that they say that you've got to be very careful not to push your luck too hard, wait to see how things develop, and things will turn all right, out all right, but don't... They seem to think that you should not be too pressing.
Understand that,
Nicky. Well, if you don't get, I certainly don't.
Is it my husband that's talking?
Well, this gentleman here,
that's
he's
right.
A bit of a case.
I know.
And he says that you've got to bide your time.
Yes.
Don't be over anxious. Don't push too hard. Let things take their course and you're going to come out on top.
Thank you, darling.
But there's somebody else caught up in all this.
Is
it? You don't know, I don't. Hold on. Are you fond of flowers?
I've got three flower shops, yes.
Well, why is your old man showing me a bloody great bunch of flowers? Honestly, you can hardly see his mug for him now. And he says, gives these to you with love. And he says, you're not to worry, he says. You're going to get rid of one shop.
That's right.
That's right, that's what he's telling me.
Oh, good.
And he says, you're not to worry. But he says, tell him not to push that shop too hard. Wait, he says, it's going to be perfectly all right. Don't rush or don't sort of overexert yourself on that one thing.
Thank you.
It's going to be all right. You're going to get rid of it.
Good. Thank you very much.
It's a position.
Pardon?
Something about a position. Here, is the ground worth something?
Is it what,
the ground!
It's ground worth something.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
He says the ground's worth more than a bloody shop.
Well, that's good. It's nice to know, Mickey.
You get used to me, mate. Oh, honestly, you don't know where you're coming or going here. Talk about Clapham Junction, hold on.
You need an assistant. How lovely.
I'll see if he's going to ready to talk to you.
Oh, lovely, thank you.
He's a proper case, I'll tell you straight.
He's something like you, Mickey.
Well, he calls a spade a shovel.
That's right.
No, I don't really sound. I suppose sometimes some people get the wrong idea about me.
No.
But I work on a vibration sometimes, which some people say is, of course, on a very low level.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Well, you know, you get some of these dodgy, dodgy ones, you know. Of course, my guide is Confucius.
Yes, that's true.
All they ever do is confuse anybody.
No. I think you're wonderful, Mickey.
You're not so bad yourself, Dumpling.
Thank you.
It's in the mood today.
Yes.
Come along.
Hello, yeah. Frank.
Frank speaking. How are you? I was trying to tell the boy about the shop.
Yes, thank you, dear. Which one do you know?
Don't worry about it. It's going to be perfectly right.
Right, good.
Keep talking, keep talking.
Thank you, dear. Can you... Which one is going, do you think, dear? Frank? 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 Can you hear me? Frank? Thank you, dear. I will, yes. Yes, I know the one. Thank you, dear. No. Thank you, dear. I've got it all in hand. Fine, thank you. Yes, thank you. How are you? I can hear you, lovely darling.
It's very confusing trying to think at the same time.
Yes.
Speak, you know.
Yes.
But I've been a bit worried about you, don't you seem uncertain in yourself, in one way or another, but things have planned out all right, I'm sure.
Oh, I know. You left them very well, dear, but I'm just trying...
Well, I did my best for you anyway.
Oh, you
wonderful. You know, I should never be far from you, you know that.
Yes, I know. A little bit, yes.
I don't know, one or two things I noticed looked to me as if they're new. Are they new curtains or what?
Yes, they are, yes. I've got blue Regency this time.
That's what I thought. They looked a different colour, but I wasn't quite sure as it was new. It's a bit difficult to be sure.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
I thought they looked very nice.
Thank you, dear. How is everything? Do you ever meet Mummy there?
Yes. How's your legs?
My feet, you mean? Oh, they're wonderful, thank you. No, well, you had the operation done for me, didn't you?
Well, that made a big difference.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I'm so glad. But, you know, I wish to goodness I could get the habit of speaking. You know, I suppose, like everything else, once you get used to it, you can talk more naturally, like all the time, getting all, I don't know, and trying to think.
Oh, you're doing wonderfully well, dear.
But you look well. You are feeling all right.
I'm feeling better now, thank you.
I say.
Yes?
Don't you think that hospital has too many plans?
The hospital? Yes. The hospital has too many flowers. Hello, Frank. Frank? Yes, thank you, dear. Yes. Hello, Frank. The children wish to be remembered to you. Christine's birthday yesterday. Pardon? Give her, yes, I will, dear. It's her birthday yesterday. The hospital has too many flowers. Oh, never mind. They're all, it's all business, you know. I know you're not. But you said the hospital, didn't you?
Pardon? You're gone?
Con. He's talking about Con or Connie.
Con.
I distinctly heard him say Con.
Yes.
Con.
Hello? Frank? Yes, that's right, dear. And Mandy. I will. We're always talking about you. Well, we all loved you, dear. Oh, good. Oh, I know that, yes.
Oh.
Oh, I've got it anyhow, dear. It looks lovely.
Well, I know it does, but it seems a bit of a waste of money.
Oh! Yes, it is a lot of money, I know. But that was for you, and it's for us all the family. Oh! Oh, well, dear, never mind. No, I know now. Well, I didn't know when I ordered it, did I? I know, but you were worth it.
Thanks very much, but fortunately it didn't hold me down.
Frank! Oh, you haven't changed a little bit at all, you know.
Well, why should I tell my
gesture? I'm glad you haven't.
When I realised you'd spent all that money out of that thing, I appreciated the thought of it, but what a waste.
I know, I realise that.
I'm not there, you know, I'm beside you and children at the house and at the shops, everywhere.
Oh, it's lovely to know. It's lovely to hear you, dear. I know you're with me. I can feel you.
But that must have knocked you back for a couple of hours.
Just a little bit more than that.
I should have thought so. It must have been a couple of £100 at least.
Well, you would have done it for me.
I'm not so sure.
I know you would. You would have done. You know you would.
Of course I would.
I know
but
you
at the same time, I wouldn't have had the advantage of being over here knowing what it's all about. Otherwise, I wouldn't.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
That's logic.
Oh, it's wonderful of you.
No, yes. Jokes apart, seriously.
Yes?
You know, I've never found one. I'm very happy. I just want you to know that.
Oh.
And I've met so many people. Honestly, this is the thing that really flabbergasted me. Crowds and crowds of people that I've known over the years. People that I've forgotten all about.
Lovely.
You know, we're never far from each other.
Good.
By the way.
Yes?
Did you get that other business sorted out with the bank?
Yes, dear, it's all gone.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, that's all right.
But,
probate's gone.
Got all that straight now.
Yes.
But I shouldn't worry about things. You'll be all right.
Don't
overdo it.
No. No, I won't, dear.
I say.
Yes?
Was a tap notch you got the other day from the market.
Yes, it was. I told Jack Webb off today. That's quite right, yes, I did.
You can tell him off from me as well. He ought to be a bit better than that. He ought to make it.
I told him about it this morning on the phone. That's quite right, I did. Yes? You're still keeping an eye on us all there and all the time. Thank you, darling.
What about those vases?
Vases? Which vases?
Those white ones.
Oh, do you mean at the foot of your stone?
Yes.
Don't you like them?
Well, they're all right, but how long are they going to stay there? Some mother's going to pinch
them. Well, I'll take them away tomorrow if you want me to, dear.
I don't care what you do, except if I know you'd be upset if they disappeared.
I should, yes.
There's somebody. In there, got their eye on them.
Have they really?
Well, you'll be lucky if they're there when you go next time.
Oh, thank you, dear. I've got the big one for the centrepiece, but that's going to be changed. They put the wrong one in for me. So I'll...
Good job, I've got a sense of humour. But if those vases stay there, I should be very surprised. Even the big one. I don't know, I'm sure. It seems a waste, but still, do what you like, love.
Thank you,
Don. I wish you're happy, and you know I'm well and happy, and nothing's going to get in our way, nothing's coming between us.
Nothing.
But I do wish you to look after yourself. You do too much, you know.
Yes, I do, love.
You're up too soon.
Pardon?
You're up too soon.
Oh, yes.
Why did you get up quite so early?
Well, you used to at home.
What I used to do is another thing. I'm talking about you.
Yes, but I'm only doing what you used to do.
I don't want you to copy me. I did too much. I did too much. I'm looking bad. I realise I couldn't have done anything else, but I don't want you to, overtake yourself.
Yes. Mm. I understand that.
I just as well get rid of that clock for what good it is.
The clock? Oh, that's a lovely little clock.
Oh, it looks all right.
All right, darling, I will.
A big kiss.
Yes, darling, thank you.
Go. Get my love to you.
I will. Bye-bye, darling. I'll hear from you again soon. Thanks.
I bet you'll lose 1 pound.
How about the circle? I'm in a circle with Mrs. Dennett. Can you come?
What do you mean, can I come? I do, thou won't come.
Do you?
Of course I do. I'm there every time you get together.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, darling, very much.
But it's a long-winded business.
Yes, it is. It's a long-winded Yes, dear.
Oh, my love. Big kiss. God bless.
God bless. I'll see you again soon, dear.
And I'd like to do coat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. Thank you.
Very well.
You've been spending a packet on that memorial, haven't you?
I did, yes.
Well, that's all right. Why shouldn't you? That's what you want to do. He really appreciates it. But he thinks you might have used the money for something else, see?
Well, as long as I've got what I want, Mickey, I mean...
Well, that's what most women want, isn't it? As long as they get what they want.
Yes, but I mean... He was so good to me, Mickey, I thought that...
I know, that doesn't mean that you should waste his money.
Oh, I'm sorry I've done that.
Don't be silly, I'm only teasing you, love. If you want to build an Albert Memorial, no one's going to stop you.
Mickey, my name's Mickey, do you know that?
Of course, Starve the Crows.
So we're twins? Okay?
Sure, that's who you're funny, you are. Are you really Mickey?
Yes, dear, I am.
That's not your proper name, sure.
No, but everybody always called me that.
Really?
Yes.
Mickey Drippin. Mickey Drippin,
yes. Mickey Dutton.
Mickey what?
Dutton. D-U-T-T-O-N.
You're funny woman, you are.
No, she's lovely.
I like you. Anyway, bless your heart. Keep your chin up, Bill. You're not dead yet, but they're off when you are, so why worry?
Well, yes, Mickey. I'll come and see Mr. Flint again soon. He'll bring Frank again, won't you?
One thing you'll be sure of when you kick the bucket, you know.
What's that?
Plenty of flowers.
Yes, yes, that's quite
cost
right.
Cost price, you see. I bet they can half make a packet on flowers, don't they?
Mickey, I have a lot of work to do.
No, I'm saying you don't. And I expect you get a lot of deadens.
We do, yes.
Do you ever sell them off half price then? When they get...
Oh, no, no.
Why not? That's one thing I don't understand. On the weekend, they could sell them half price and get a bit of bumps for them and someone get the benefit on them, but they'd rather destroy them.
Oh, no.
No? What, no. They tat them up and sell them as fresh then?
No, of course they don't. There's always plenty of work to do Monday morning, first thing. You can't get fresh flowers Monday morning, well, absolutely first thing, so they go in my cupboard.
Oh, in that case, you wouldn't advise anyone to buy flowers on Monday.
Not this.
Make sure you don't die.
Not first thing in the morning, but they come in. About 9:30 they come into me in the morning, but we had to do 2 hours work before then.
I'm only teasing you.
I know you are, Mickey.
It's funeral time, did you say?
Yes.
That must be a very good business. What with weddings and funerals and birthdays and anniversaries, it must be the best business in the world.
It's the nicest business, Mickey. It's one of the nicest.
I know, I'm only teasing you. I think you're a very nice lady, and I think your old man's a nice bloke.
Thank you, dear, very much. He was wonderful to me.
You never called him Frankenstein, did you?
No.
Good.
No.
I just won't get the baby new frock, will it?
No, dear.
what time are you supposed to be down at the hall?
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of time, Nicky.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm fine, dear.
Are you?
Yes.
What are you doing, Anne?
Such as your study.
Are you?
I love to
dance. Do you, dear? I shouldn't do it, should I?
I know.
But I do miss you, darling.
I know sometimes I do sometimes.
I know. I'm not really unhappy, Anne. It's just that...
But sometimes I've seen
yes. Oh, I wouldn't throw that. Oh, we did, didn't we? Yes, yes, Anne. Anne, you once mentioned when Mr. Finn came to Reading, darling, about me fanning you. Now, they used to tell me, Anne, that you were unconscious of him.
No, I was not unconscious. No, Mummy, I was not unconscious.
Wasn't you, darling? Didn't seem to think you were, but of course you know what hospitals are, they just say that, you know, but, yes. What do you want to tell me? Which one? You had several, didn't you, darling? There's a lot of them, I won't part with that. I've put them in the trunk and, yes. You know, funny enough, Anna, where are all your jumpers, darling?
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you've got a load of things. Yes, and do you know your brown suede jacket?
Yes.
I had that cleaned, you know. Do you know you like that,
don't
you?
I'm going to
set them on the spot. That's right, but I put that in the window. No, well... Don't do it. It's lovely to have a little conversation with you, Martin. Well, you know, Friday's a bit awkward, Anne. Perhaps we'll get him up the next time. Yes, David's having a good time now, you know, he's going out and about. No, he isn't courting her. He's going out with the boys, you know. I hope perhaps one day, Anne. Well, she'll miss him, Anne, but, you know, like you, I wouldn't stand in his way, dear. And, what, the one Debbie's got? Oh, yes, Anne, it is to where you were. Yes, it is, dear. No, it's not the white one, but you just saw it, didn't you, the white one? Oh, it was. I'm sorry, we had to get rid of that, really. But Daddy thought, you know, this would be a better buy. But it isn't, really. Did you know about Linda, darling? What about her? You know, Auntie Lala's girl, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
What wedding, dear?
Did you
No. No. Should I have one? Come on now, whose wedding would it be, Linda? Pam? No. Should I? Is he one of your friends? Perhaps they did forget, Anne. Yes. Yes, dear. Ah. You do? Oh, yes, you know Linda, isn't it? Oh, that's lovely.
But you know, I might
have
been
there. I'm not supposed to be there. But you know, you
should
remember my friends. No, because you
see, we
haven't been
home
for
many months, and you know.
Yes. Although, Anne, I've stuck your doll on the bed. Now, I'm waiting for you to do something to let me know that you're in that room. Do you? Although, it's, do you know, my eyes still look, you know, I look at it, it still seems in the same place.
Well, yes, but what about this?
Yes. I'll watch it a bit more closely. But, you know, I stick it on the bed and I think to myself, well,
Japanese.
What about that? Oh, what Daddy had in the lounge. Yes. It has, Anne. Well, actually, it hasn't really gone, dear, but... No, we put it upstairs, Anne, because, you know... Yes. It was very pretty. Right, Anne, it'll go back.
Oh, I don't care about what you really mean.
Yes, thank you.
Just to let you know
about. Oh, it's lovely, Anne.
I know many weddings sometimes.
You do. Did you see your dad up the ladder this weekend or last weekend?
Yes, he wanted to be sure.
Well, it's got to be kept up, Anne, you know.
I know,
he
knows dangerous.
Oh, Dave, he won't do that.
I know, I say it's dangerous. He knows
you're
not as young as you are.
No, he's
well
known. I think
it's better.
Yes, dear, he's been doing it. He's been doing that. That's right, dear.
Oh,
the hell.
Oh,
wait a minute, Anne. Do you think one time when you come to talk to me, you could probably bring your brother? Do you see him?
Of course I do. He doesn't come back very much, at least not very often.
No.
But I
a nanny. Wouldn't I? What is he like, Anne?
Better looking than me.
No, no, it couldn't be. Is he tall? Is he?
Yes, but he's rather my day.
Is he really?
I'm dry another time.
Oh, I'm not sure.
He's been here so long.
That's true, Anne. Is he?
To do it here.
Well, I mean, according to our earth years, he's 27, isn't he? That's true.
You understand that?
I do, darling.
That does make a difference. But then one day, perhaps you'll come to see me.
Oh,
I must go down.
All right, then.
God bless
you. God bless you, my darling. Bye-bye, dear.
As much as we would like to continue, I'm afraid we must say goodbye. I realize when this happens that often someone or other is to some extent disappointed. This is human and natural. But we can only do as best we can under the prevailing circumstances and conditions. And indeed we do our utmost. Don't therefore, some of you who perhaps like something or person later, try not to be too disappointed. Know that we are oftentimes around by two of your happiness, best we can, and that perhaps next time should you come, the very one person that you most wish to contact will perhaps be able to do so. Anyway, we must go, we leave you with our love and our blessings. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you, Simon. God bless you. And keep your chins up, all on them. Bye, Nicky. And don't take too notice of old Flint. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Nicky.
He means well.
He gets worked up, said Elsa.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Nicky. Oh, sure, he's done his best. I thought we weren't going to get anything. But first...